Hey there, Winnipeg. This is Reed Jameson, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Let the obvious through. Let it soak your conscience and make you aware the unavoidable truth. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Wheel that long black train, got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, no, not again. No, no, no.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm here to play you the good stuff for the next couple of hours. Hopefully you'll stick around. It is Grey Cup Sunday, and that means that there's all kinds of madness happening on the university campus. So that means that I want no part of it. So I'm nowhere near here, nor are any of your Sunday hosts, I'm sure. None of the sensible ones, anyway. Because it's going to be crazy. So we're pre-recorded tonight. And so we're coming to you live from the Sunset Saloon basement, the dungeon. And that means that we have access to the whole massive CD library over there. And it always gets me to thinking about some of the stuff that I don't often lug down to the station. And so we're going to try to play a bunch of that stuff here on this particular program. Some of it, you know, some of it's we play more often than others, but there's really no rhyme or reason here, just stuff we haven't heard for a while that I feel like playing. We kicked it off with one of those guys we don't hear often enough. His name is Reed Jameson, Ontario guy living out in Vancouver now. He just released a brand new record, and a doozy of a record at that. It's called The Presley Sessions Revisited. A few years ago, he did this album of Elvis covers for his then-girlfriend, now wife, Carolyn Victoria Mill. And they sort of revisited it and put out another version now. It's not just Elvis tunes this time. All kinds of great writers on there. And we heard the classic there, Mystery Train, by Junior Parker, from this fine record. And it's a good one. You should definitely check it out. Some great, great stuff on there. Playing Reed got me to thinking about his old buddy, guy who they used to live together actually in Toronto, and used to travel together a whole lot. I don't know if they still see each other very often, but I got good memories of hanging out with these two guys, so I thought I'd play this guy as well. His name is Michael Johnston. He spent some time here in Winnipeg. He only actually ever released one album properly. We're going to play you something off that album because I think it's a pretty great album. But I think after that, I'm going to play you something. There are actually a couple of other albums that really never came out. There's one, a whole bunch of stuff that he was working on with Dave Clark from the Rio Statics that never saw the light of day. I keep meaning to ask him whatever happened to that stuff because it was great stuff. And then there's another one that he worked on with a guy who you might know, and we certainly do play here on this show, Andy Mays of the Skydiggers. They had this little duo project for a while, and there's a fine album that came out of it, but it was never properly released. So I thought I'd play you something off that. But first, how about the title track to Michael Johnston's only proper release, Curious Heart? You are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
In the town where I knew you were staying, I got lucky and found out where to settle down with a drink and take time to rethink what I expect you to say. Will you answer the phone or the doorbell or a question on the street? Without much to go on, I'm still holding on. But what if the sun goes down before I get around to speaking my heart, my curious heart to you? No one else could take this longing. No one else could take this pain and turn it into a cure if I only endure this waiting patiently. Wanna see if your head has grown. Wanna trust that memory. Wanna know your bedroom shadows like my own. But what if the sun goes down before I get around to speaking my heart, my curious heart to you? Once too late, still the coast looks clear, and I'm out here drinking in the morning. But what if the sun goes down before I get around to speaking my heart, my curious heart to you? My wandering heart, my curious heart.
Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Put your arm around my shoulders now. You and I are getting out of town. Come on, baby, we've gotta stay awake. In a circle or a straight line, you and I don't have a lot of time. Come on, baby, we've gotta stay awake. What I gotta do to make you stay? What I gotta do to make you stay? What I gotta do to make you stay? Put your arms around my shoulders now. You and I are getting out of this town. Come on, baby, we gotta stay away. What I gotta do to make you stay? What I gotta do to make you stay? What I gotta do to make you stay away? In a circle or a straight line, you and I don't have a lot of time. Come on, baby, we've gotta stay awake. Stay awake.
What I gotta do to make you stay awake? What I gotta do to make you stay awake? What I gotta do to make you stay awake?
Standing on the port side of a British brigantine, bound by a promise to a place I've never seen. Traveling light with no reason to stay, with only my family name. There'll be wheat to be raised and barley to sow. grass for the cattle, rich land for the plow. They'll be fishing every stream, wildfowl and tame, for me and my family name. Let these roots take hold as the days unfold, so I may stand the test beyond my last breath. Fire lights at midnight as we ghost along the shore, met by cold despair, for struggle was in store. Not one empty acre for raising up the grain. It was a torture test of faith, but I felled the tallest pines. I dug into the dirt, tore through each waking hour for all that I was worth. That's where I built my homestead, that's where I laid my claim, my family name. Let these roots take hold as the days unfold, so I may stand the test beyond my last breath. Felt sickness and fear, and I've watched 15 years roll by. Now I'm standing on the hillside, looking out beyond, and I can see my home, my wife and three sons. May they write it on my stone before it's ever called shame, as they carry the family name. Let these roots take hold as the days unfold, so I may stand the test beyond my last breath. Let these roots take hold as the days unfold, so I may stand the test beyond my last breath.
Awesome, great stuff from the East Coast of Canada there. That's Dave Gunning from a great record called No More Pennies. He's got a new one out, but I haven't got it yet. But felt like revisiting No More Pennies once again. What a great record, in spite of the whole penny controversy. The record was just terrific. That was Family Name off of that record. And it was autographed. Yeah, I thought you could tell. Yeah. Before Dave Gunning, we heard something from a guy named Kevin Fox, who's more known for playing, backing up other people. Terrific cellist, but he's got an amazing voice and some great songs as well. Got to see him at the Trout Forest Music Festival a few years ago. I remember that being terrific. We heard a song called Lightning off, I believe it was his first solo record, Come Alive. I heard something and a couple in there from Michael Johnston. The one just before Kevin Fox featured Andy Mays of the Skydiggers. We heard Stay Awake from a little thing called These Are Our Songs. I assume that if they had put it out proper, they would have made a better album name than that. Maybe that's why it never came out. They just couldn't think of a better album name. I don't know. And the title track to the album Curious Heart, actually the song is called My Curious Heart. Mr. Michael Johnston, who runs the fabulous Michael Johnston Music Studio in Toronto now, and super guy. He supported us at Pledge-O-Rama time. That is a pretty swell thing to do. And, well, what do you know? His record is autographed too. I just noticed a bunch of the albums that I pulled out today are autographed, so maybe you should play along and say, you can tell the sterling sound of the ones that are autographed. See if Stu Reed is right or not. I don't know. Anyways, that last East Coaster got me to thinking, man, it's been a while. I haven't got my CRTC statement yet, but I bet you we're low. Time for some mandatory Stan. Here's a song from the fabulous album Fogarty's Cove. This song, Stan Rogers has so many amazing songs, but this one I keep going back to because it's just so powerful and so beautiful. From the album Fogarty's Cove, this is the legendary Stan Rogers, 45 years. You're listening to, you know what, on Thursday I said you were listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and today, just as payback, I was going to say you're listening to Steel About the Radio, but you're not. And I'm not going to fix it, even though I could. We're going for authenticity here today, folks. Tell the band to go home.
Where the earth shows its bones of wind, broken stone, and the sea and the sky are warm. I'm caught out of time, my blood sings with wine, and I'm running naked in the sun. There's God in the trees, I'm weak in the knees, and the sky is a painful blue. I'd like to look around, but honey, all I see is you. Now the summer city lights will soften the night till you think that the air is clear. And I'm sitting with friends where 45 cents will buy another glass of beer. He's got something to say, but I'm so far away that I don't know who I'm talking to. 'Cause you just walked in the door, and honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow that I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. In the lights on stage every night, I've been reaching out to find a friend who knows all the words, sings so she's heard, and knows how all the stories end. Maybe after the show she'll ask me to go home with her for a drink or two. Now her smile lights her eyes, but honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow that I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow that I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. Yes, I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now.
say, well met again, lock keeper. We're laid in even deeper than the time before. Oriental oils and tea brought down from Singapore. As we wait for my lock to cycle, I say my wife has just given me a son. A son, you cry, is that all that you've done? Blossoms, you pluck them from her hair and toss them in the tide. Sweep her in your arms and carry her inside. And her sighs catch on your shoulder. Her moonlit eyes grow bold and wiser through her tears. And I say, how could you stand to leave her for a year? Come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry, each day you tend this lock, you're one day old. While your blood grows colder, but each anchor chain's a fetter. With it, you are tethered to the foam. But I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of home. I'm stuck here on the seaway while you compensate for leeway through the trades. And you shoot the stars to see the miles you've made. And you laugh at hearts you've riven. But which of these have given us more love or life? You, your tropic maids, or me, my wife. Come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry, each day you tend this lock, you're one day old. While your blood grows colder, but each anchor chain's a fetter, and with it you are tethered to the foam. But I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of home.
She loved the best was to play her prized piano when the sun had gone to rest. I used to hear the notes drift down along the silent water as Curie played the notes and scales for her dear sons and daughters. Now me, I played piano, but not as good as Curie. She went in for that long-haired stuff, but my, she played it pretty. The old piano had a tone, 'twould set my heart to aching. It always sounded sweetest though when it was Curie playing. In December, when the Seventh Fleet was turned to smoke and ashes, the order came to confiscate their fishing boats and caches. And Curie's husband forced to go and work in labor camps. And Curie left alone to fend and hold the fort as best she can. But the music did not drift as often from up the cove at Curie's house. And when it did, it sounded haunted, played with worry, played with doubt. For Curie knew that soon she too would be compelled to leave, and the old upright would stay behind, and Curie she would grieve. I loaded Curie on the bus with stoic internees. The crime that they were guilty of was that they were not like me. And if I was ashamed, I didn't know it at the time. They were flotsam on the wave of war. They were no friends of mine. I went up to Curie's house to tag all their belongings and set them out for auctioneers who'd claim them in the morning. One piece that I thought I'd keep and hold back for myself was that haunting ivory upright that Curie played so well. Curie had not left it there for me to take as plunder. She'd rolled it down onto the dock and on into the harbor. The old upright in strangers' hands was a thought she couldn't bear. So she consigned it to the sea to settle the affair. So many years have come and gone since Curie's relocation. I look back now upon that time with shame and resignation. For Curie knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity. Yes, Curie knew what I did not, that if we must be free, then sometimes we must sacrifice to gain our dignity.
We used to have a radio that was...
Hi, I'm Bob Snyder. You're listening to Jeff Robson telling the band to go home on 101.5 UMF.
Hey, radio, oh, radio, oh, radio, oh, here's another song about radio.
Anna Marie, Anna Marie, we met a across a crowded table somewhere. I couldn't say a word there. I tried so hard not to stare. I thought I saw you maybe give me the eye. I wondered who was the guy sitting beside you. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. I asked a friend of mine if you were alone. She said she didn't know, but she thought so. She gave me your number and I gave you a call, but all I got back was your answer machine. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. We met a few days later out in the street. You seemed happy to meet. We went and had something to eat. We talked a bit about the things that we like. You told me horses and your new mountain bike. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. A band of street musicians started to play. The air came alive in the outdoor cafe. The waitress smiled as she balanced her tray and did a little dance all the way down the aisle. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. For the rest of the day, we wandered the town where the bag lady lies, where the bus turns around, where the car radios, where the wind is rolled down, played a Beatles song that makes me think of you. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. Well, the money comes in, but it's so hard to hold. If you got it, you're hot. If you haven't, you're cold. The Royal Tower may be made out of gold, but all I see in it is Anna Marie. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. Well, you may be now, I have no way to know. You don't say anything, you just pick up and go. There's an ache in your heart, babe, and it's hurting you so. But I know you're the first to laugh about it all. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. Anna Marie. La 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 la.
Ah, the great Bob Snyder there. He's living out in Nova Scotia. Never picks up his guitar anymore. Just lives a good life out there. He's having a good time, and it's hard to feel sad about that, even though, boy, oh boy, do we miss him. Man, oh man, what a great individual, what a great songwriter, Bob Snyder there. That's from the album Stealin' Home, beautiful number called Anna Marie. Hadn't really thought about that song in a long time. Man, is it good. So good. Before that, we heard former Winnipegger James Keelahan in there from his album My Skies. We heard Kiri's Piano, a touching tale. Somebody brought it up on the Canadian folk music email list as a great example of songs about refugees. It was written about the Japanese internment camps here in Canada, and just a powerful song. Great story, great song. As was one before that, John Gorka doing a great version of Stan Rogers' song The Lock Keeper from his album Writing in the Margins. And we heard Stan himself with 45 Years from Fogarty's Cove. We're going to keep it folky a little bit right now. This one is so great. I remember hearing this song for the first time on John Prentice's show on Planet Mainstage on Saturdays. I heard this song and it just knocked me right out. I had to find out right away more about it. And it's just, it's so great. You're going to love this if you haven't heard it before. It's from an album called Golden Apples of the Sun. This is Carolyn Herring singing us The Tales of the Islander on Tell the Band to Go Home. ¶¶
myself a favor, took a hospital stay, tied some sheets together, crawled down and was on my way. I was on my way. Let's take to the water and let our bodies roam free. No more taste or smell, no hear, no see. Then greet the morning stars, we dance along the beach. Embrace this mighty sunrise as the cranes fly to meet it. Cranes rise to meet it. Birds call to me. They call. They call to me. They call so deep. I gotta feel it all. No time for sleep. No time at all. When they call. They call to me. They call so deep. I gotta feel it all, no time for sleep, no time at all. We found a paradise and its own garden gate. Adam and I had on a rowboat, phosphorescence in the wake. The squall has passed and we're tied to the decay. But one day may the hurricanes come and carry us away. Carry us away. Waves call to me. They call. They call to me. They call so deep. I gotta feel it all. No time for sleep. No time at all. When they call. Golden green gray skies. I'll give you spirals and zigzag lines. It's a magic hour of a halcyon day. And all of mankind stands there barely observers of zinnias and moonflowers. We could bathe in the Nella of a Gulf Stream, prowl like cats in the night, then transform like moths in a chrysalis of light. Chrysalis of light. Moths call to me. They call. They call to me. They call so deep. I gotta feel it all. No time for sleep.
Just a red clay road with red clay wings
when it blows in a crimson tide, until the trees and leaves and the cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gate, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head.
What's he gonna do without you? When you know he's not meant for this world alone. Susanna, who's he gonna sing to? That you're gone, 'cause you never come back from a love like this, and I'll never forget the taste of your lips. There ain't nothing out here for the left behind, but a bed too big and too we
What's he gonna do without you?
Hi, this is Guy Clark. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
Guy Clark there with a stunning classic, Anyhow, I Love You. And that's the beauty. Before that, we heard Laurie McKenna doing another stunning song written about Susanna Clark, Guy's wife, after she passed away, wondering what Guy was going to do. And Guy's still hanging in there, but I don't think he's doing too great these days. But he's still with us for now, and what a blessing to have a world with Guy Clark in it. Laurie McKenna's fabulous song there came from an album called Massachusetts. Before that, we heard the amazing Gillian Welch along with David Rawlings, Red Clay Halo from Time the Revelator. That song always makes me think about, I guess it was the last time I saw Gillian and Dave was at the Minnesota Zoo. And during that song, there's a section where it gets a little higher. That solo section is a little higher. And just before that section, I guess it looked like Rawlings forgot to take out his capo out of his pocket. But during that song, just before that solo section, he reaches down into his, he was wearing a suit jacket, reaches down underneath that into his pants pocket, pulls out a capo out of there and slaps it on his guitar while he's playing, hasn't missed a note, hasn't missed a beat, plays his solo, then reverses the process, takes it off his guitar, reaches down under his suit jacket, into his pants, puts it back in there, and again, doesn't miss a beat. I've never seen anything like it. Absolutely outstanding. Man, I'd love to see those guys again. So good. Red Clay Halo. We also heard in there Carolyn Herring, Tales of the Islander from her album Golden Apples of the Sun. I'd say we're doing pretty well so far in this pre-recorded edition of Tell the Band to Go Home. I would say that it's probably worth coming back for some more. At least I hope so. So why don't you do that? We're going to play a couple of commercials, come right back, stick around. Tell the Band to Go Home, we'll return.